get into
You're doing the whole Lamed Tes, three
the whole.
Sifim. It's three Sifim, and then in Mem, the first four.
Well, big one. Okay, now we get into the nitty-gritty. These halachas are not simple. Anything having to do with brachas and seuda. I mean, it takes a break a little bit after this for Natilas Yadayim and some other things, but once you get into the Ilchus Brachas, it gets quite complicated. So Siman Lamed Tes, Din Misha writes a lechol lishtois kaida masuda. Somebody wants to eat or drink before the meal. Ubay gimel seifim. There's three seifim. So I write a lechol kaida. Now, actually, somebody just asked me a shayla namish 5 minutes ago. They made havdalah and then they washed right away. So, do they make? Should they make? Or they're going to wash? Should they make alah gefen first, and then birchas hamazon, or should they just wash and then they make birchas hamazon and it covers everything? So that was their shayla. So let's see. Maybe we can answer it. Probably not. Somebody wants to eat before washing hands. He wants. Meaning he's too hungry. So he makes kiddush, and then he sees some food on the table. He wants to take a few bites before he washes. Whether it's something that if he would eat them during the meal, meaning because they're not normally eaten with bread, like fruit, or let's go with nowadays, candy, whether it's something he would not have to make a bracha on, meaning they lift on, like dips. Potatoes and beans, all those things. We don't, once you wash, you don't make a bracha on the foods. If somebody wants to drink, except for wine, before the Netilas Yadayim, and he's also going to drink it during the Suda, right? Meaning a guy comes in, they're about to wash, they're about to make a Sheva brachas, let's say, and he's thirsty for a drink. So, he just wants to take a drink before he washes. So, if he does that, so certainly he makes a shahako. But what's with, does he make bar nefashos or not? So yesh b'zeh machloikus apoiskim. Big machloikus. Im hadvarim she'ochol l'shasa kodem tizidayim niftarim b'birchas hamazon. The question is the food that he ate before the tizidayim, does that become potter with birchas hamazon? Nefrotim ein elu b'she'ochol b'say chasuda. Right? With these foods that he eats during the Suda. Or Sha'ilu and they're not, you're not going to be Yaitz with the Birchamazim. What is the Kitzur Paskin? Since it's a big machlokes, Yeshlim Noyamizad, don't do it. Just control yourself until you wash. Don't eat and don't drink. Only before the Suda. Then make a bracha achrayna. Then don't eat or drink these items during the Suda. Like this, you have no suffix brachas. Right? Yeah, so you hear what he's saying? He's saying that if you decide you wanted a drink before the Suda, so he says, fine, have the drink, say a bar in the fashas, and then don't drink that drink during the meal. Because if you do drink that drink during the meal, then it's a shayla. Whether the Birchas Hamazon covers that drink, and therefore the bar and the nefashos that you made before the meal was levatala. But he puts in here in brackets that that's only if you drink enough to require a bracha achrayna. But if you don't drink enough to require a bracha achrayna, then you won't have a problem. So then you just make a bracha rishon and that's it. So, like for example, you have pickles on the table, right? Seems like that's always the one that gets people. Yeah, so you made kiddush, and then you see the pickles, and the guy wants to eat a pickle. So as long as you have one a pickle that would not require bar nefashos, then there's no shaila there. You make the bracha on the pickle, and then you don't have any shaila because you weren't chayav to make a bar nefashos anyways. But if you did eat enough of bar nefashos, then make the bar nefashos according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and then don't eat it during the meal. Now the Mishnah Brura has a whole different take on this. Right, and he has a way around this, but the truth be told, that it's really not kedai to do this. So we'll leave it at that. Right, But let's say you didn't do the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch's Eitza, and you didn't make a bracha achrayna. Then you should make a bar nefashas in the middle of the meal, or even after birchas hamazon. So if you really want to pull a shtick on people in your family, and so what you could do is you can eat, let's say, these pickles, eat a bunch, and then I'm not saying you should do this because it gets involved in suffic brachas, but that's what the kids are saying. If you didn't make the bracha achrayna before the meal, then you have to make a separate bracha achrayna because it wasn't part of the meal and your birchas hamazon doesn't cover it. So you could finish benching and then you belt out a bar and nefashos and everybody will look at you like you're crazy. And then you can explain to them as halacha if you can follow and understand it. But that's the way the kids says to do it. Now that's if you didn't eat them during the Suda. But if you did eat them during the Suda, meaning you had your pickles before you washed, and then you had your pickles after they washed. Then what you should do is, because you have a shaila whether the Birchas Hamazon covers it, then what you should do is after Birchas Hamazon, go to the refrigerator and take a tomato, let's say, which definitely requires a new bracha. And or maybe even the pickles, the levarach bracha achrayna lifto gam mashachol eshasa kainal tiyus yadayim, to pater what you ate or drank before the tiyus yadayim. As you see, these halachas are quite technical and complicated, and the regular mahalach is always to avoid getting into the issue, which sometimes requires some self control, which is probably good unto itself. Beis. And writes a list as yain, kainu natilus yadayim. If a guy wants to drink wine before natilus yadayim, afilu lo yishto yain b'say chasuda, even if he's not going to drink wine during the meal, kamakam yesh ayrin kivan da yain b'alav tayach b'nei ma'ayim. Some say that since you drink wine as an appetizer, right, it opens up the intestines, laham shech taiva sa achila, to require to have you have a taiva achila in kain, that's included in the Suda, but nifta birchas hamazon, then it's part of birchas hamazon. You definitely need a bracha rishayna. That's without a question. The question is bracha achrayna. But this does not apply to grape juice, because that's not an appetizer. The yeshayimrim, ta'afilu imshayse yayin gambasei chasudim, ikomakim ena yayin shlufneim wasn't nifta birchas hamazon. Even if you, the yeshayimrim says, even if you drink wine during the meal, the wine that you drank before the meal may not become exempt with your birchas hamazon. Elochen yeshlim noyam, elishtes kaidim natilis adayim. You should not drink wine before natilis adayim. Elim ken yishta kais yayin gam la'acher birchas hamazon, unless you drink a wine after birchas hamazon. Then you make a bracha ala gefen, and then now we'll make you pater on what you drank before the tizidayim. That's nageya to more people. If you want to drink sharp wine, which is otherwise known as hard alcohol, whether you're going to drink it during the meal or not, if you're drinking it before the meal, make sure to have less than a kezayis. But if you drink a kezayis or more of drink, then you fallen into a safik bracha achrayna, and go back to sif aleph to fix the situation. Fine, which means to drink more, which usually people that drink hard alcohol have no problem doing that. Let's say before Natilas Yidayim, you want to eat mezainus like honey cake, ugas beitzim, honey kuchin, ayer kuchin, kichul, kadaima. This comes up a lot when you make kiddush on Shabbos. So you make kiddush and you're waiting for the guests, so you eat some cake and now you want to wash. Or by a chasana, where they come around with the
hors d'oeuvres,
and the whatnot. What's it called? Franks and blanks, and not. I was thinking about the other ones called the pigs and blanks. I was once giving a shear, and the guy said, "What's franks and blanks? You mean pigs and blanks?" That was clearly a shear from, not people that were always from. So
franks, no, because franks usually had pig meat in them.
Is that what that is? Okay. Anyways, So the hors d'oeuvres, well, you know, they're walking around, so you're gonna have a bite or two, and then you're gonna have to wash, right? So what do? So bein sheyachamim gam pasay chasuda, bein shelo yachamim pasay chasuda. Whether you eat from them during the suda or you don't eat from them during the suda, become makom him niftar bebirchas hamazon. Either way, that's gonna be part of birchas hamazon. Ki birchas hamazon peteres birchas alamichya, because birchas hamazon pateres alamichya. However, not everybody agrees to the kitzur shulchan aruch on this. And many say you have to make alamichya first before you wash. Right? Again, this is of course talking about where you ate enough to require alamichya. If you didn't eat enough to require alamichya, then it's not even a shaila. The problem is that maybe the birchas hamazon and dogot, so basically the best eitzah in this situation is to eat the mezainis and then make an alamichya and then wait 15 minutes to wash. 15, 20 minutes, because that's at least you had some sort of separation there. All right? Complicated. These are really very complicated halachas. Not so much that they're complicated, it's just because we know that we don't want to make a bracha of atala and suffic brachas. So therefore, we try our best to get out of it. He's saying, but as you shouldn't have a big hefsek between this achila and the tiyasidayim. Harbe, like by a chasana, by the chasin's tish, what do you call it? The shmor. And then you might have an hour, hour and a half. So tzarech levarach tchila birchas alamichya, ma'asha'achav afilu yoichem eminam elu gam pasach hasuda, then even if you're going to eat them during the suda. Okay, so that's that set of complicated halachas.
On the last one, what's called a kizayis ishnaps?
So kizayis is it's hard to figure out exactly because it's well more than revius, that's for sure. Exactly how you get to the kizayis, I don't know, but that's but it's more than revius. Fine. Simon Mem, Hilchos Atilus Adayim L'Suda Uvay Chof Aleph Sifah. Harotz Alecho Pas, Shemavarchon El Amoitzi. If you want to eat bread, Tzarech Litol Yodov Mikon, you have to wash. And my Pas Godol Kebetz Shemavarch Al Anatila. If the bread is the size of an egg, then you make a bracha. U'epachas Mizeh, Ein Mavarchon Al Anatila. Less than that, you don't make a bracha on Anatila. When I was giving the women's share a couple of weeks ago, I told them, and I am assuming that this most would agree with me, but if not, you're welcome to disagree, is that I'm not so sure women should make a bracha on Atilas Yadayim by Shalosh Shudos in the winter. I'm not so sure they're going to eat a kebetza of bread, right? That's a lot of bread. It's a double of a kezayis, meaning if you have a kezayis, you have to bench, and you yoytza Shalosh Shudos with a kezayis. But we say that you need an egg's worth, which is a double kezayis, which we say is approximately two-thirds of a matzah. Right, of a machine matzah.
What's that in a bagel? Is that like a half bagel?
A bagel would be like a third, I think. That's the way Rabbi Bader has it. It's either a quarter or a third. Right? So if they don't have that, and you're not sure whether you're going to eat it, so then have somebody else make the Netilas Yadayim out loud to be mitzvah to you. Right? And we paskin, if it's less than a kezayis, if eating bread less than a kezayis, then lemaisa, we paskin, you should make netilas yadayim. But even less than a kezayis, you make netilas yadayim, but don't make the bracha. Fine. Beis, netilas yadayim tzricha liyos tafka min akli. Tafka has to be from a kli, meaning you can't stick your hand under the sink, at least lechatchila. But tzarech shiyeh kli shalim beli shum nekev, and the kli has to be complete with no holes, I said, like mafulash, or a crack that goes through, which means if it's just cracked on the inside and the water doesn't leak out, that's not a problem. And then the top should be equal, without any indentations, my belito, or anything sticking out. So now that's where you get into, can you use a pitcher that has that little mouth to wash? Those pitchers, sheyeshlem kimin marze boilet begoiva. It has this thing sticking out at the top, that you pour it that way. Ain night the middle of yadayim derech sham. You're not supposed to wash your hands that way. Kisham ain loy din kli. That does not have a din kli. Kivin chein a machzik sham sham mashkin, since it cannot hold liquid there. Meaning, and that little spout, right? It's called a spout, I think. And that little spout cannot hold enough water, and it can't hold water at all. Any water that's in there is either going to spill out towards out of the utensil, or out of the pitcher, or back into the pitcher. So you can't wash that way. You need to turn the kli sideways, and it shouldn't go through that spout. Makom shemachzik mashkin, in a place that holds mashkin. However, if you pour a lot of water out of that, meaning sort of you bypass, meaning what he's talking about is only if you're pouring with the pitcher and the water is going through that spout, but only the spout. But if you pour a lot the way we do it, and it's coming out of the pitcher, it happens to be coming out of spout, but it's coming all over from the pitcher too, then that's not a problem. But Gimel, kli she'ena yachal lamed ela yidei smicha. Let's say you have a kli that you could only, it will not stay by itself. Meaning, you know, sometimes you have those cups, those pointy cups. So they can't sit by themselves. If that's the way the kli was created, so it still has a kli, even though it cannot sit on the table by itself. But it's not meant to do that, meaning it melted or it got broken or something like that. When kisa kli, let's say a pot cover. So a pot cover is, I guess, if it's pointy or it has a handle, I don't know if a handle would make a difference, but ain't not the matter, you can't use that for the tzidus adam. There's many different dinim in Shulchan Aruch. Dalit shir amayim kosher l'shar b'tzimtzum. Exactly how much water you need for the tzidus adam is very difficult to measure. Tzichon lishpech al kol yad mayim b'shefa. You need to pour a lot of water on each hand. I washed with a full cup of water, and I was given full cups of, or full handfuls of goodness. Right, so that's why you want to use a lot of water. First you wash your right hand, and then your left hand. And the water needs to go on your entire hand, until the wrist. Below Yishar Makam Beli Mayim, and there should be no places on your hand without water. Al Ken Yafir Ktsas Etzbais, that's why you should spread out your fingers. Yagbiyim Klapi Mala, and lift them up to Shemayim. Pekdesh Yagiyu Amayim B'chol Eirach Etzbais, so that the water will get to the length of all the fingers. Uberayshon, and at the heads of the fingers, Uberachman, and in the width, Sovav all around. And you should pour the water in one pouring. That's why you should not use a kli whose mouth is very small. And the water doesn't go out at one time. And the proper thing to do is wash on each hand twice. Now, that the previous sentence, that you shouldn't use a utensil that has a small mouth, is the good old water bottle, Shiloh. Can you use a water bottle to wash Netilas Yadayim? So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says not to. Right? But there are Chalkim on this who say that's only if you're going to pour with a small amount of water. But if you're going to keep pouring from that water bottle onto your hand, then it's okay. And that's, I think, the way we'd pass concernedly if you're traveling. Say, obviously, if you have a water bottle, you have a choice to go to a sink and wash properly, then go to the sink and wash properly. If you don't have that choice, so then as long as you keep pouring from the water bottle and you make sure that you get a lot of water on your hands, then you are allowed to wash from a utensil, from like a water bottle, and etc. Okay, stop over there. Good vach and good yah.